org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, one and all. Welcome to 7-5 Radio. I am your host, Peter Scoop Stanton, with my co-host, Walter Yerkew. How are we doing today, Walter?
Oh, not too bad, my friend. Not too bad. How's the weather up there?
It's hot. It's Indian summer.
Love it.
It's going up to the 90s. It's miserable. Yeah. The weather up here just sucks.
In 3 months, you're going to be complaining about the snow and ice and salt and crap.
Right. Well, luckily, we don't get that much snow and ice, but the little we do have, the whole area shuts down, but we can save that for another story. Anyways, Walter, I got some good news. This is the second week in a row we have no law enforcement officers murdered in the line of duty. So let's keep being safe out there, ladies and gentlemen. And eventually,
it's always a good thing.
Right,
always a good thing.
Anyways, Walter, this week we're gonna we remember September 11th, 2001. But according to Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Tuesday, September 11th, 2001, somebody did something. Now, this Wednesday, September the 1st, 2019, the New York Times reported on Twitter that planes aimed at the World Trade Center. Yep, you heard that right. Planes aimed at the World Trade Center and knocked the buildings down. No mention who was behind the yoke of that plane. And then I asked my daughter about September 11th because it hit home for two reasons. One, everybody well knows, I'm originally from the city of New York. I work for the NYPD, and I was active duty in the U.S. Navy. So I asked my daughter, because I'm always, unlike most of these parents, I'm active, try to be as active and informed on my daughter's education as possible, because I have to bring her, she goes to a government school, not a public school, a government school. Don't forget, the government always runs the Department of Motor Vehicles. They run the taxation departments, and they don't do a very good job at just about anything. So I asked her about September 11th, and they talked about it, and she said no. I said, what? She says, nope, no mention of September 11th. Like, then she asked, like, Daddy, what happened on September the 11th? So I had to go through the whole story. But in her book, a book bag, I pulled out a little pamphlet about one Rosa Parks. Everybody knows the story about, well, everybody knows the media story of Rosa Parks. I said, what's this? Oh, it's something about Rosa Parks. So I read it. It was, of course, propaganda. And I told my daughter the real story on Rosa Parks, how she was a plant for the NAACP. She's the secretary of the NAACP. This is all planned out. This was attempted previously with a young teenage girl who was just emotionally disturbed. It didn't look very well. So, anyways, you have very light skin, Rosa Parks, mild manner, just refused to get off the bus, and here comes the big bad police and throw her in jail. The political cesspool actually had the officer that booked Rosa Parks on the show. His name is Drew Lackey. But anyways, Rosa Parks, good. September 11th, bad. But I'm not going to say 9/11 was an inside job. I learned working here that nothing is secret. When I mean nothing is a secret, nothing is a secret. But in my opinion, the CIA, Department of Defense, Bush administration could not cover this up. But I also do not think the government is totally free and clear of this incident. We want to remember the men and women who are going about their business that fateful Tuesday, not hurting anybody, just trying to provide for themselves and their family. And we also want to remember the first responders and volunteers who ran into danger while everyone was running from it. That day, New York Fire Department lost 343 members of the fire departments, and various law enforcement agencies lost 71 on that day, and they continue to lose members due to cancer. Well, what else do you want to add?
You know, with that Rosa Parks thing, yeah, they have streets named after her over in Nashville and such. And, you know, it was a set up, just like that Woolworth store thing in the early 60s. You know, it's not something that just happened that, you know, the lady refused to sit in the back of the bus. She refused to move out of the front of the bus. You know, it was a complete setup. There was community activists on the bus, the community activists watching the bus. You know, it was a setup. So, you know, that's a fictitious story that became a legend, you know, like Jesse James or Billy the Kid or the Lone Ranger and stuff. You know, it's just something that, you know, for the community to get behind, you know. Anyway, the other thing about the 9/11 and this AOC, that something happened on September 1st, 2000. Well, yeah,
that
obviously
was Ilhan Omar.
Happened, you dumb Dora. You know, it just, this woman is unbelievable.
Walter, that was Ilhan Omar, the pamperhead that said it, not the AOC.
My bad, but I'm sure they had lunch over it and discussed it. You know, that's just up AOC's alley also. Anyway, there's something happened, you know, but we don't know. You know, it's just ridiculous. That's not a fictitious story. You know, that really happened. And, you know, I remember, of course, like it's like the Kennedy assassination. If you were old enough, you know, you remember exactly where you were when that happened, when September 11th happened. I remember watching on TV. I said, holy crap, another plane went in. So that's, you know, when the "we're under attack" flew into my head and everybody else's that saw it. So and we've been fighting it. We've been fighting it uphill ever since to fix that matter. So it's going to take a long time. You know, we got rid of Japan's nonsense in less than 3 years. You know, we got rid of Germany's nonsense in less than 3 years. But these people, they come out of the woodwork. You know, when I was in prison, just to not to get away from the subject, when I was in prison, you know, this Muslim, what they want to call it, a religion, this Muslim thing. It's, you know, if we have an issue with one, you got an issue with all of them. You know, granted, they all stick together, but we all stick together too. And we've been sticking together
like,
a lot better
like
than they thought we would come to. These Muslims aren't real Muslims. These are people that are using the Quran as some type of a playbook to kill Americans and go against everything we stand for.
All right, well, we're coming on our first break. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio. Coming up next, we'll talk about fake media from 30 years ago. Stay tuned, everybody.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio. We all know about the term fake news that Trump came up in 2015, 2016. But Walter's going to fill us in on fake news from 35 years ago. From one New York Post disreg. Walt, take it away.
Okay, well, thanks for the introduction there, my friend. Most people don't know, unless they read, you know, Google and stuff like that, look me up. You know, my tenure with the NYPD ended on pretty much July the 2nd, 1988, and I was accused of robbing a bodega, along with two other guys, including Chicky. Now, you know, it was big news. I mean, it was on television. You know, my parents' phone started ringing. My phone started ringing, and now I'm talking landlines now, people. You know, with answering machines attached. So, you know, it wasn't like my cell was blowing up. Anyway, all right. So, you know, I get pinched and I bail out and, you know, I start thinking about what my next move is going to be. And I come home from, I lived in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. Okay. I'm not going to give you the street because my old landlord still lives there. He was a transit cop also, or retired transit cop at the time. Anyway, hard to park on the side streets in Bensonhurst. So I parked up the block and I come walking down the street, you know, to my apartment. There's two people standing at the front door. So I go up and, you know, can I help you? Well, we're looking for Walter. We're from the New York Post. And, you know, we'd like to talk to him. And I said, well, I'm his brother. I said, he doesn't want to talk to anybody. And, you know, we chatted for a little while. And, well, one thing led to another, and I invited him into Walter's apartment, and I told him that I was his brother Andrew. They didn't know there was such a person. Well, now there is, but they didn't know that Walter had another brother. So we chatted for a little while. You know, I offered him iced tea. I mean, it was the middle of July. It was hot. And see what they wanted. Well, you know, we talked a little bit about different things, but I offered absolutely no information on these guys, you know, to these people. You know, like I said in the movie, you know, ain't nobody going to bash me in the back of the head because of something I said to a journalist or a police. Anyway, to make this long story a little bit shorter, after they insisted on me telling them where Walter was, and I wasn't going to, they were headed to my parents' house. And I told them, I says, no, that's not a good idea. Well, is he there? No, he's not at my parents' house. Obviously, because I'm standing right in front of him. I should know where I am. They just don't know it was me. Anyway, I probably put a little threat in there saying that if they showed up at my parents' house, my gun is going to be smoking. You know, reporters take things and twist it around. Doesn't matter what you say. You know, if you say the sky is blue, they're going to say you said it was falling. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, don't talk to reporters when you're in trouble, or don't even give them a statement about somebody else. Moving along, 1992, some 34 years later, after Kenny Urell did his thing, flipping on Michael Dowd, there's an ad, you know, a friend of mine told me not too long ago that there was a New York Post article about me, that these two reporters interviewed me in such fashion as follows. We were at Walter's apartment. Now, I'm paraphrasing here. We were at Walter's apartment knocking on the door when we noticed a man walking down Bay So-and-So Street. And we recognized from his pictures it was Walter, and he was walking around the neighborhood in the days. Something to the effect that they watched me walk around like I didn't know where I was. Also to go on to say that I spoke with them, and that I knew about cops and smoking guns and all kinds of things. Now, I have yet to find this article, okay? It was in July, from what I'm told, it was in July 1988. The reporter's name was Phil Messing, and the female reporter's name was Ann Murray. All right. I'm shouting out
not
loud.
The singer.
Well, Annie Murray, I mean, it was the same name. Yeah, not the singer, right. Right, not the singer. I'm giving a shout-out to these two people, and right now I'm using that term very loosely, to contact me or contact Scoop here at 75 Radio through our website, through our email, on our Facebook page, however. I would like to speak to you, too, about what you wrote about me. So my fake news goes back from this point quite far. And I knew that going in, not to talk to reporters. The only reason I talk to people I don't want to talk to is to find out what they want to talk about. Okay? And all they wanted to hear was, well, we would like to have Walter's side of the story. Now, here's a guy, me, according to Lester Holt, Roseanne Coletti, all on Channel 2 News back then. I'm facing 25 years to life. They have witnesses. They have camera surveillance. All this nonsense and baloney. Now, I ended up with 2.5 years only because I was an active cop. Then Chickie got 6 months in the county jail, and Jeff got probation. So I would like to speak to these two people and straighten this out. I know they're probably not going to print a retractment because they're not going to want to tarnish their reputation of, well, their reputation of being paper people. Well, you know, how do you like me now? You know, some 30 years later, here I am. Man, my life is all straightened out. You know, I want to see why they wrote what they wrote. And I know what they're going to say. But I need them to say it. You know, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to conclude. I need them to say that, no, we talked to you and you were walking around the neighborhood in the days. Now I'm talking about Bensonhurst, Brooklyn in the late 80s. Nobody walked around in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn in a daze without getting fingered, you know, by the local wannabe wise guys who sat out in front of the car service places like on Bath Avenue and Cropsey Avenue, you know, like in a Sopranos in front of Satriali, sipping on their espressos. And that's exactly what they do. So if somebody's walking around in a daze that doesn't look like they belong there, this person is going to be spoken to. And I moved to that neighborhood for a reason because, hey, it was full of wise guys. It was going to be safe. You know, they were shooting at each other, not at me. So
right.
I'm putting that out to Phil Messing from the New York Post back in the 80s and Annie Murray from the New York Post back in the 80s. I'd like to speak to both of you. Thank you. I'm Walter Yerkew, and I approve that message.
Right. Well, Walter, I did find Mr. Messing on Twitter. I did reach out to him, but, of course, he's not going to reach back to me or to us. But, I mean, this is case number 1,565,006, example of fake news. This is back in the 80s, so, I mean, we haven't gone – media's gone nowhere since. But anyways, coming up, we're going to talk about little Mikey Guerin and making it big, and we got some more stuff in the mailbag. You people are crazy. All right, come right back at you.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Emerald City is impeachment, and my colleagues are desperate to get there. They have been desperate since last November when they won the majority.
That's the ranking Republican on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which is now meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Congressman Doug Collins says New York Democrat and chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler, has called this unnecessary hearing, according to Collins, to keep impeachment in the headlines.
The difference between formal impeachment proceedings and what we're doing today is a world apart, no matter what the chairman just said.
Nadler says the investigation will consider allegations of obstruction of justice, self-dealing, and violations of the Emoluments Clause. The Labor Department says around 204,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump now has to choose a new national security advisor, and a number of names have been floating around. However, his top advisor, Kellyanne Conway, would not comment on reports, including on CNN, that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may be considered as a dual role, keeping his Secretary of State position while also serving as NSA.
There are many people of diverse backgrounds all solid candidates. I know firsthand the president is considering for that position.
Anyone that you can name?
No, I won't do that. I've seen names being floated in the press. I think some of those are legitimate.
She was speaking on Fox News. 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls are preparing for a debate tonight in Houston. Former VP Joe Biden will be at center stage, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren on either side of him. Those on stage met a criteria set by the Democratic National Committee based on polling and fundraising. And this is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Walt, our not-so-little Mike Guerin is growing up and going into the world of media.
Isn't that so?
Mike Guerin,
you know. Just when you think that they're going to stick around, you know, they want to fly the nest. But he hasn't flown the nest, you know, really, so to speak. He still needs dad and dad.
didn't sound right.
it didn't come out the way I meant it to. But anyway, go ahead. Tell him about Mike's big news. Big Mike's big news.
Right. Well, anyways, our not-so-sexy intern and marketing director, Mike Guerin, he decided he loved radio so much, and coming on as a guest and eventually a fill-in co-host, he got the radio bug. I mean, one thing about the personalities here at Liberty News Radio, once you get it doesn't leave. But Mike has his own YouTube channel called Big Mike's Radio and Racing, or it's under his name, Mike Guerin. He's got four different YouTube videos featuring updates on good old 7-5 Radio and the world of Topless Outlaw Racing. Mike's been the one to bring us to Topless Outlaw Racing, introduce us to the world of Topless Outlaw, and to Mike Robinette from Topless Outlaw, and to Jeff Jackson, and all a whole bunch of other people that we've got to know and love. So you can check out Mike Guerin on YouTube. He's no JB Gunner, but then again, he's no Scoop Stanton, but it's a entertaining watch. Also, he went in the world of podcasting. He's not ready for prime that time radio, but if you go to mixcloud.com and just type in Big Mike's America, you can hear him on a podcast also. And of course, everything's free of charge.
Interject here, you know, he's doing a really good thing. I listened to his, some of his stuff, you know, and he's, you know, Mike is really a big bear of a guy. You know, he's a sweet guy. He's, you know, he's easygoing. So listen to Mike with the results of the racing and such. So if there's a race on Saturday, make sure you tune in about Wednesday, because by the time he finishes talking about the race, that's about when, you know, he gets to the finish line. we tease Mike about, you know, when he's on the radio, when he tells a story, down here in the South, down here, especially, you know, in the middle South, you know, they drive fast and talk slow. Not that there's anything wrong with the way he drives. There's nothing wrong with the way he talks. That's the norm down here. But if you want to know the results of the race, tune in about 5 minutes before he goes off the air. And you'll get the results of the race.
Right.
He's not going to buy me dinner now next time I see him, because he's talking about his delivery. But he's a sweet guy. He may, you know, you never know. You may have found your niche, you know, to do something. He's had his run in, you know, he's been bumped off of his police job, you know, some years ago.
Right.
And
right,
hey,
like the rest of us.
This is a good platform for anybody, you know, to get in and talk about what they like and what they don't like. You know, we don't have a giant audience, but, you know, we have, you know, people that, you know, do listen to us. We do get emails, which we'll get to in a little while. But, you know, Big Mike, and, he's got an outlet there with the racing circuit, the dirt track racing circuit. So, you know, he's got a lot of material, you know. God bless him. And, you know, maybe he'll invite us to be a co-host or a guest on his show.
Right. Yep. And one thing about Mike, it only take him about 30 minutes to talk about a 5-minute story. Anyways,
God forbid the guy ever commits a robbery and he gets caught, you know, by the time he finishes telling the judge what happened, you know, 25 years will go by and they'll let him go.
Yeah, because the statute of limitations would have expired.
Well, he would have served his time talking to the judge, you know. They would let him go. If he gets pinched in 2020, you know, he's still standing in front of the judge at 2045. The judge says, okay, time served. It's done.
Right. Think about this, folks. These are the people we love. We love, we consider brothers, and we'll, you know, take a bullet for them. Imagine the people that we don't like. All right. So we'll just leave it at that.
Just the
right.
opposite.
I mean, well, we're going to buy him coffee and wish him well, like Ili and Omar, it's the old pamperhead.
Is she like trying to look like Nefertiti? What's her name? With that head
Aphrodite
on there? Yeah, whatever that Egyptian princess was.
Aphrodite or Cleopatra?
No, not Cleopatra. I mean, you know, Cleopatra, everybody has.
Well, Aphrodite was part of mythology. I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, Egyptian tombs, they had those, you know, those ladies with the high headdress going up with the ribs in the front of their headdress. Whatever. If I had a Nefertiti tidy tattoo, I'd get it covered up because it looks too much like her.
Why would you?
Why would I have one? Anyway. I don't know.
I'm
not into Egyptian culture, so I guess I probably wouldn't have one. But if I'd put a mustache on it or something, you know.
Or put a pork chop near her mouth or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Make it look like RuPaul.
Anyways. Well, who looks better, Ili and Omar or RuPaul? Is that a toss-up?
I don't know. That's a hard question to answer. I would probably say RuPaul, as a matter of fact. You know, the song, everybody knows the song Love Shack, right? Everybody knows the song. You know, on my way driving towards Kentucky one night, there is an over 21 store called the Love Shack. All right. Now, I never noticed it before, and I was driving in the daytime and there was the big sign, you know, on my way back. Guess what comes on the radio? Love Shack.
Joan Jett.
52s. Yeah, the B-52s. Okay. What? Now, the other night, I was down in Atlanta, and I got off of 75 because the weather was so bad, and I took a side highway, they call them down here, you know, secondary road. You know, it's just a two-lane blacktop. And on my, GPS, it tells you what street you're on. And it says Atlanta Highway, and that's pretty much it. And guess what I heard last night on the way home from work?
B-52s.
Love Shack again. So, you know, going down the Atlanta Highway looking for the Love Shack, baby, but couldn't find it. Couldn't find it.
They got them all over. They got them on Interstate 81 and a couple other interstates in Pennsylvania, too. But,
couldn't find it.
Anyways, But anyways, we do not endorse the Love Shack since they are not a sponsor, and we don't patron those places for obvious reasons, because we don't need to, because there's no love in this shack in Washington, D.C.
Well, but,
anyways,
sounds like a mediation problem now.
Yeah. We're just, oh boy, God help me, 14 more years. But
no, you can't retire from marriage, my friend. That's a lifelong thing. It's like becoming a judge. It's supposed to be a lifelong thing. There is no, you know, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife, you know, to hold and cherish till death do you part, until retirement? No, it doesn't work like that. 14 more years you got. Okay.
Yeah, I figure that's when my youngest will be moving out of the house.
Right. Whether she
wants to or not, but
yeah.
Well, anyways,
she may not want to.
I already foresee, like, all my kids will still live at home and have grandkids, and then of course I got to support and, you know, keep working until I'm 85. But anyways, well, let's move on to other subject. We got the mailbag open.
I'm gonna pull her up right now. Here we go. Da-da-da. We'll get that mailbag right after we come back. How about that?
Right. Outstanding. We got the mailbag and whatever else we can think of for the next last segment. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven Revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, we are back on 75 Radio with the mailbag. Walt, we got anything this week?
Yes, we do. We got a couple of emails.
Crank. No.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, before we go there, real quick, we got a comment from the article we put up last week about the perverts in the in Hollywood, and it's very interesting. Let me pull up real quick. Of course, I never have this. Damn it, that's not what. 75 Radio.
You should feed the hamster.
I don't have any hamsters.
I think there's plenty of hamsters in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. So, anyways, about our article called Hollywood Hate Children's, Rowley, that's the name, that's the fake name, said that four dirty pegs on top of your website and you write about Hollywood dead people who can't defend themselves. Judgmental a-holes. One Scoop Stant wrote, those four men you talk about did some terrible things. They paid for their sins. Then, not only did they become productive members of society, but Mr. Dowd even saved a man's life in jail. So there you go, Rowley. And one of these days, we're going to put out your... one of these days, we'll put out your internet provider address so our fans can have some fun. And if you think we're kidding, just go to YouTube and type in Jacktober. That's the type of fans that we have. But anyways, Walt, what we got in the mailbag?
We got mailbag, okay. A fan wants to know, Scoop, why is it everything you do, you fail? And it's on a fan. Is your mom still able to type into the... her email account.
No email address. It just says a fan. Is it spelled correctly? Fan.
Well, capital A, space F A N.
I had a talk with Mother Stanton. I told her, please, you got to put the bottle down. But not everything I touch turns fail at. I mean, this is America. We try and try and try and try and try till we succeed.
It's supposed to be the land of opportunity. At least that's what Jay Black and the Americans sang about, you know?
Right.
Jay Black, owes a lot of people money, so. let's see. Moving right along. From Cleveland, Tennessee. When are you going to have Mike, the not-so-sexy intern, on the show more? He makes the show. Okay, well, you know what we need to do? You and I need to take vacation and put, our not-so-sexy intern on the air and let him go and see what he's doing. You know, speaking about Mike, we talk about Mike and we kid him a lot, like I said, he's a really nice guy, he would give you the shirt off his back, and the only reason he'd do that is because he still has a sweater on. the thing with Mike, I think he needs a raise. So, Mike, add another zero on the back of that number for your next paycheck. Congratulations.
Well, great.
Since we don't pay him anything, did you get that? Fly right by you there in Washington?
I got the joke.
Okay. Right.
But who it just said from Cleveland, Tennessee? Didn't say
there's MG. MG. So either
MG from Cleveland. MG from Cleveland, Tennessee.
Or Mike.
From Cleveland, Tennessee.
I think it's him.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. All right, next one.
Mr. Stanton, we decided not to have you on as a guest on the Maury Povich show. We just did not feel you meet the minimum standards required for the Maury Povich show. Isn't that something? So, you're not going to be able to go on Maury Povich and yell at the audience, you don't know me. That's not, you don't know me. or being somebody's baby daddy or something, you know.
Right, that's all. So, I mean, the Barney Show is just nothing but baby daddy drama, so... Yeah. So I mean, I don't meet the minimum standards. You see the people that go on that show? But anyways, all right, so...
Well, you know, they're going to put up a picture of a baby and a picture of you. Ain't no way that kid's going to look like you. You know, with the long hair and the sideburns and stuff. Ain't no way. No kid has long hair and sideburns no more. You know, when are you guys going?
I was going to wear my 7-5 radio shirt to advertise the show, but oh well. Yeah, I guess I'm not good enough for the Moore Show, but I'm great for 7-5 radio.
Is he still married to Connie Chung?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, he stepped into the wife lottery with that one. Let me tell you.
Yep.
Let's see. When are you guys going off the air? The infomercials for real estate, retirement, and mail enhancements are much more entertaining. Well, you know, we could do a whole hour of mail enhancement and retirement stuff, you know, if that's what you want. Usually these days, mail enhancement and retiring are going hand in hand these days. You know, I don't know what men did, you know, 20 years ago before, you know, Viva Viagra popped on television. And no pun intended. The other thing is, you know, no wonder why wives were leaving their husbands. You know, now the wives leaving their husbands because it's too much. Let's see. We received your payment for Verizon. Did you bounce another check to Verizon? Because they're saying their check was returned. So they want you to submit another bad check again, apparently.
Another bad check to Verizon?
Yeah, they want you to say, it says, please remit your payment immediately. So, you know, if you send one bad check, you're going to send them another one. You know, does that keep it out of the collection agency's hands if you keep sending them a bad check? Or does that just raise your, you know, bad check fee, you know, for return checks?
I got to pay another bad check fee. But why are you reading that one? I mean, just read the ones that are from our so-called fans, not from the ones from Verizon and whoever else I owe money to.
Well, that's all I got in the mailbag. Those five things, you know. Okay. One from your mom, one from Mike, one from Brent Steinberg, from Maury Povich. When are you going off the air and Verizon, you know. Now I'm not really happy with Verizon either, you know. Actually, I'm not happy with AT&T. AT&T, you know, my internet is bogged down to the point where if I have more than two electronic devices, as they call them, I'm not talking about the ones in the bedroom drawers. I'm talking about, you know, things with screens. If I have more than two on, my internet bogs down to almost a standstill. So I contacted AT&T. They sent somebody down to look at the box outside and the connection inside. He gave me a new router box thing, kind of sort of thing that blinks green lights. But it didn't get any better. Well, the repairman said I got a MIG-1, whatever that means. He says you need a MIG-3 or a MIG-6. So I call up AT&T and they said it's not available in my area. I said, well, let me ask you a question. Why is my internet bogging down? I've had the same service for 14 years. Oh, well, you need to upgrade. I said, it's not telling me why I need to upgrade. Are you guys like, you know, bending the cord, you know, turning the cord into like a pretzel and pulling it tight and slowing it down? What's going on with this? Why all of a sudden in the past 2 months my internet slows down? It's worse than dial-up. And the guy just couldn't help me. And I said, so you can't help me? And he just kept going on. Keep looking out for your area when they raise the thing. Now, they're doing some road work a little ways down the road from where I live. And they got this big spool of cable that's going underground, you know. And I stop and I ask the guy, what's that going underground? He says, oh, it's an underground cable. You know, no spit, Sherlock. I see that, you know. And I said, well, what's it for? And he says, well, I'm not sure. He says, we're just putting the cable in. We're not installing it or attaching it, you know, either end to anything. So, you know, I can't get a straight answer out of the DOT, you know, Department of Traffic down here. So I'm assuming it's either for cable TV or maybe it's AT&T. The guy wouldn't tell me. So,
right. Were they in Tennessee DOT trucks?
Yeah. So, you know, I guess they're under contract with their union not to talk about what they're doing. So, anyway.
All right, Walter, we got another show in the can. Remember, folks, if you want to email us, please go to 75 Radio Show. That's number 75radioshow@gmail.com. This is Peter Scoop standing for Walter Yerkew, reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye-bye.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.